Hey, and welcome back to Mr. Link on the Radio. You're listening to the largest underground house music podcast. And if you've not been here before, this is how it goes. Right now, we're in Side A. I do a little bit of talking about my featured artist. And then about halfway through, I turn over the tape for you and we get stuck into an hour-long mix, which, by the way, is really huge this week. I was really proud of it. I really had to work for it. I had to really work for my money this week making that mix. It was hard. But right now we're in Side A. And this one is super special. This month we've got Lash Mob.
That doesn't make sense.
Lash Mob is an Italian DJ and producer. And you may be familiar with him. He's a fairly big name now. And he's got a really solid record label at the moment. And he's got some really good tracks out right now. And we're going to cover one release in particular this week, which is his brand new track, Watch Me, the extended mix on Danny Howard's new record label, Nothing Else Matters, which is really cool. This song you're listening to right now is by Amin Edge and Dance. It's actually on Splash Mob Records. I picked this up back in 2019. It's called It Doesn't Make Sense. And I really like this tune because it has that vocal hook from the movie Anchorman. So if you like the movie Anchorman, you'll recognize that vocal lyric. Classic. I was lucky enough to meet up with Flash Mob actually last month. I was at the Progress Center in Manchester. I was at the Full Circle MCR, and I know I've mentioned that before, and there's a nice blog post on my website. If you go to 404missing.link, you can read up all about that. And I met Flash Mob there, which is really cool. Really, really cool. And so I thought, since his new release is coming out, you know, why not? Let's get in touch. And I asked him a few questions, and I'm going to share some of his answers. They're really interesting. I think you're going to really dig it.
It works every time. That doesn't make sense.
But I think before we get into all that, it's good to lay some of the groundwork, you know. If you're not familiar with Flash Mob, if you hear that name and you don't immediately think of who I'm talking about, there's a particular song that he's really, really well known for. It's one of the first songs I ever heard in Deep House, and it's his song Needing Me. We're going to play that next, and that should jog your memory if you're not quite sure who we're talking about here. I love this tune. It's so groovy. You know, back when I was really huge into tech house, I mean, this was just such a cool tune. I mean, Amin Edge and Dance now, I mean, they're massive. They're a huge duo now. They're huge. We'll be right back.
That doesn't make sense.
All right, it's time to go down a bit of memory lane. I've been wanting to do a bonus episode of like all my favorite sort of classic deep house tunes that I knew when I was growing up. Well, this is definitely one of them. If you don't recognize this song, I don't know where you've been. Okay, this is, you know, seriously underground history. Surely you guys must know this tune. I mean, this, imagine you're me for a second. You go back 10 years and you pick up a random various artist album on iTunes and this comes on when you're on shuffle. How do you not get into deep house after this? It's such a cool tune. I mean, it really is. It really is so good. You know, the layering, and it's ultimately quite simple. The beat arrangement is super simple, but it all comes together as just a fantastically great and progressive track. I think I try to play this every year at least once in one of my sets. I try not to overuse it because it's just one of those tunes that you could just play all the time. This era of deep house is kind of unparalleled. If you listen to a lot of the other tunes from this era, it sounds very similar. Very simple percussion elements, quite often matched with, like a synth organ and a pretty simple kick. And that was it. Like, it's just, I think that's the beauty about it. It was super simple tunes, great vocals quite often as well. A lot of soulful lyrics. You can't go wrong with it. So anytime I link up with an artist, producer, DJ, whatever, I always ask them the same questions there and about, you know. And one of the questions I ask quite often is, what is the one thing you can't do without, you know, in your studio? You're making tunes, you're just listening to music, whatever it is you're doing, what is the one thing you can't do without? And I really liked Flashmob's answer. He said it's his window. He has this really great window in his studio, and that helps him, you know, still connect with nature, you know, connect with the real world. Because he said, you know, instead of like producing in like what he called a hole, and I totally get that, because without my window as well, I have a window like right in front of me I'm staring at, I would fall into a deep depression, man. And it's so hard, you know, when everything's super dark. I used to work a lot, like super late, and you just feel terrible. So I really like that answer. It's one of those things that you just don't realize. Just having that window there helps you just not go insane when you're doing a project. Really cool. Thank you very much to Flash Mob for transporting us a little bit on a journey in that tune. Up next is your brand new release that you got out right now. It's Watch Me, obviously the extended mix. We don't play any radio edits here. Everything is 6 minutes and above. How it should be. You know, in a sort of subtle way, I think this track draws a lot from Needing Me. I don't know what it is, but I'm hearing it. But it's really cool. Again, it's very simple, definitely a little bit more complicated in the bass line. And then later on, you've got some really cool vocals. Really cool tune. I asked him the question, you know, how long did it take to make this track? And he said it actually took quite a long time, and he felt like he went back and forth quite a few times, tweaking it here, tweaking it there. But he said it's quite a natural process, and eventually the vocalist came together and helped him, you know, round it off and finish the track. And I kind of feel, you know, have you ever been in a space where you just tweaking that one little thing forever? I kind of feel that, so I completely understand where you're at with that, man. And he said he's really happy with the end result, and I can't disagree with that. It's a beautiful tune. I think what's immediately obvious to me about this track is just that overall you can almost hear how Flash Mob has got better as a producer over the last, you know, 10 years. We just looked at a track he made, you know, more than, you know, around about 10 years ago, and a track he made, you know, literally within the last year. And you know, the arrangement and the amount of elements and the complexity of the tracks are completely different. It's a really cool observation. Thank you very much, Flash Mob, again. Really cool tune. Next up, I'm going to play one more of your tunes, and this is one of my favorites. It's called Time Bandits. This was put out on the Time Bandits label, which is a label I have very few tracks off of. But it's a really sort of visceral tune, and I love it, man. So we're going to turn up the energy inside A. So hold on to something. See what I mean? Completely different kind of track though, from the same artist. It's very cool, man. Really shows off his versatility, I think. This track goes so hard. I've played this a whole bunch, and I've not really heard like anyone else play it, which is it's cool. The only obvious thing from here is, what can we expect next from Flash Mob? And that was the last question I asked him. You know, what can we expect from you in the future, considering that, you know, he's had so much previous success, and, you know, let's see what's going on in the pipeline. And there's so much, actually, like way more than I thought, which is really cool. He's got this track coming out at the end of the month, Jimmy with Devotee on his own label, Flash Mob Records. Then he's got a release coming out with Josh Butler. That track's called Starlight Way. It's coming out on DFTD with the Defected Guys on, I believe, the 11th of August. And then after that, he's got a 4-track EP coming out on Circus in September. So that's another one to watch as well. So stay tuned to Flash Mob. Oh, and I almost forgot, he's got one last single coming out on Tool Room Records in October. And then he told me after that he can't say anymore. Which is fine. That's plenty, man. That's plenty for us to go on. I think the best place to find all Flash Mob stuff is just to Google his name. He's big enough that you can just Google it. Go on his Flash Mob on Instagram, and you can find him everywhere, man. Just Google Flash Mob and you can find everything you need to know there. Buy his tunes, stream his tracks. such a cool tune. I mean, you can drop this in a club, right? And not a single person is not going to start moving. I don't care who you are. You put 10,000 watts of subwoofer at this tune, it's going to sound good. It's just physics. I've got one last song to play because I feel like I'm getting carried away, man. I'm itching to get into side B, which is another 4 BPM higher than that 128. We're at 124 right now. I'm going to play one last song here, and this is called Iguana by Dimitri Sadie and Groove Killer on Flash World Records. Those two tracks blended really well. This is more of a, I don't know, I don't want to say Latin inspired, but I don't know, it has that kind of feel to this tune. Really cool, really, just a real thumper, man. That's all I can really say about this tune, man. It's got a really good bass line. I love those, you know, that background elements, and the whole arrangement of the track is just perfect. Three segments, great bass line, great kick. Just as a side note, I want to say thanks to Flashmob for doing the voice notes to me. That was actually a massive help, and I appreciate that was easier for him to do than write it. And I thank you very much, because your English is amazing, and it is 1 million times better than my Italian, so I might butcher this, but grazie. This one up, but all the way back in 2019. I remember hearing this, like I was on TrackSource and clicked on it, and I was just thinking, what the hell is this tune? It's like some Latin slash African inspired tech house track. It was just awesome, and it's still good today. I whip it out and I just think, wow, man, really cool track. Oh, what an epic side A. It's a real honor to have the feature Flash Mob. Thank you so much for being involved, Flash Mob. You're a great grinder. It's great to meet you, and I hope that I will see you soon the next time you're in the UK. In about 38 seconds, I need you to take the tape, turn it over, and we'll get stuck in a side B, because it's just going to be full of the latest and greatest minimal tunes that I have painstakingly gone through for you and crafted into an hour-long mix of sorts. Okay, 15 seconds, turn the tape over. Thank you very much for turning over the tape. You are now into side B, which is, this is my zone. This is my area. Listen to that. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. We've arrived, okay? This is going to be some of the latest and greatest deep tech and minimal bangers, man. I spent probably the best part of 4 days going through all the latest releases and, painfully choosing the best ones. And this mix made me work for it, man. I usually just mix on the decks just like driving a car. Super, you know, kind of like just on autopilot. But this one, I had to really concentrate. I don't know if it's these new headphones or what's going on, but overall, I really loved it, and you're going to like it as well. It's going to be funky, it's going to be dark, it's going to be upbeat, it's going to be all kinds of things. And at the very end, there's some really ethereal tracks. So I will leave you here, I will shut the hell up, and I'll meet you at the end. Peace!
Don't get a damn about no motherfucking street lights. We'll be right back. simplement d'apprendre à ressentir intensément chaque sensation qui naît et se développe à l'intérieur, comme quelque chose qui éclot et se déploie, pour que ce soit encore plus grandiose que ce que tu peux imaginer. C'est comme une caresse, une invitation qui montre un jour.
And thank you very much for joining me again this month. Join me in August for another installment of some of the most underground tunes ever, even though, I don't know, I'm kind of feeling like it's not underground anymore. There is 250,000 of you listening to this podcast. I don't know, that's a lot of people. Thank you very much for listening. But, you know, don't tell anyone, because otherwise it doesn't become underground, you know, and it's not cool anymore. I bet you think to yourself, what is this track right now? And that's for me to know and you to find out. I'm kidding, of course. This is Rare Pleasures by Too Rare on Conceptual Records. Absolutely brilliant track. I hope you really like this mix. I spent a lot of effort. Actually, this was my second try making this mix. It took all my power to keep all the tracks going the right direction. It felt like they didn't want to go together. So lots of key clashing, lots of bits and pieces and songs that weren't, you know, like analyzed properly.
Hello.
I digress. Thank you very much for joining me, as I said before. Thank you very much again to Flash Mob, which is really crazy, having one of your, like, you know, childhood icons as a feature on your own show. That's pretty cool. Don't forget, there is always usually a blog post that comes along with this that kind of goes into a little bit more detail, and also some stuff that I just find difficult to talk about on the show. So if you want to go in the description, it's always there. And don't forget to follow this podcast. You know, there's like 250,000 of you guys, but like hardly any of you guys actually follow the podcast regularly. So if you click that button, follow or subscribe, it's completely free. There's no ads and you never miss an episode. It's literally a straight W. Have a great rest of your month, guys. I will see you soon. Peace.